you know, straight up and down at the proper angle, the iPhone will not vibrate. And so I have tilt guidance switched on, and I have it poised above this little sheet of paper.
Settings, but camera, tilt guidance, take picture, button. Take picture, pause, button.
IIFI dot, apostrophe, dot, changing lives one ride at a time. Everyday seniors and visually impaired adults struggle to find acceptable transportation to the places they need to go, as well as the places they want to go. You can help open the world for those in need by volunteering as a driver. Please detach the form below. Fill out the contact information.
Okay. Stop. Previous set pre pause. Play.
Okay, so you hear what that says. It tells me what it is. And I'm not going to be a driver, so I'm not going to be using this thing, obviously. But the other nice thing about this, you hear the voice that the KNFB reader has, and you can actually go back a sentence, go forward a sentence, or you could read it with the iPhone's voice too.
Back button. Set page one of view image associated with app change text bracket save I ellipsis. Changing lives one. Everyday seniors and visually impaired adults struggle to find acceptable transportation to the places they need to go, as well as the places they want to go.
Okay, so you see I just read it with the iPhone voice. Okay, so that's kind of neat. It's like you can find things that you have and find out what they are and then read them. The next thing I want to show you is a little piece of paper I found here in my hotel room, and I'm going to show you how useful this thing can be. Let's go
back button.
Now, if I wanted to save this file that we just read as a document on my iPhone, I can do that. And there are ways that you can import your files to other places like Dropbox, etc. I'm not going to go into doing that because it's a complex process, and it's one that I don't remember, to be honest with you. But if you know about AppleVis, A-P-P-L-E-V-I-S, there's lots of good information about topics like this when you go there. Alright, now I'm going to read this little piece of paper that I have here.
Field of view, batch mode, OCR language, batch mode is off, but field of view report, button.
And there's something called field of view report. And what that does is when you take a picture with the field of view report, it tells you how much of the document is accessible.
Take picture,
all
button.
Right, let's see, let's get
capture
this.
Capture image of the document. Take picture, pause, button.
Holiday Inn Eastgate complimentary wireless internet. 1. Select hotel's wireless network from available networks. 2. Enter the access code 53063. Accept the terms of use. 4. Click access the web. 3-day duration. Expires November 2nd, 2000.
Play.
Okay. Obviously, that's a useful piece of information. You know, you want to get on the internet, then you can just read this thing and it'll tell you your access code and everything. It's really nice. Any questions so far?
You just took a picture of that, right?
And yes.
You read it? Okay.
Yes. Now, what I'm going to do is, you heard the document that I read that was about recruiting drivers. I have another application on my iPhone called Prizmo. P-R-I-Z-M-O. Shush. P-R-I-Z-M-O is the other application. It's a scanning application like KNFB Reader is. It's a little bit more complex to use, but let's see how it does for recognition.
Page 3 of 8. Hop stop.
Find it.
Like Prizmo. A1 Prizmo. M8 Prizmo. Double tap to open Prizmo. Prizmo, Prizmo, settings, button, Prizmo, edit, button, business card sample, rename regular text sample, rename document, create new document, quick capture, selected mode is red text allowed, button.
Okay, I'm going to just
quickly capture and process input for specific purpose. Camera, no flash, on, button. English, page detection on text to reader, take picture, button, heading. Take picture, heading. Processing. Cancel. But voice reader.
Seniors and visually impaired adults struggle to find acceptable transportation to the need to go, as well as the places they want to go. You can help open the world for it by volunteering as a driver. Please detach the form below, fill out the contact on, and mail it to ITN Greater Cincinnati. Late. A safe and reliable vehicle? A valid driver's license and 3 years driving experience? A safe driving record and clean criminal history check?
Okay, stop.
Proof of liability insurance?
I'm just gonna close this app and, but anyway, you see, it does a pretty fair job itself. All right, let's close Prismo here. KNFB Reader costs $99. That's a pretty good chunk for some folks. And Prismo, I think that it costs like $9.99.
That's correct.
And for what it does, it does it pretty well. I'm not sure there's a save document feature. It's a little bit more complex to use. And
yeah, you can save.
You can?
You can, yeah.
Okay. But to me, the KNFB Reader gives just a little bit more feedback on helping you set things up. The other thing that I've used the KNFB Reader for and haven't had as much luck with Prismo, but maybe others can speak to this, is about 2 weeks ago, I fired up our PCB, our Pennsylvania Council of the Blind computer, to get it ready for streaming. And I waited the usual 2 or 3 minutes and I heard nothing. Mm. And I thought, oh no, what's going on here? So I held the KNFB Reader, the iPhone, away from the screen and I took a picture of the screen, and KNFB Reader said that I was using an incompatible power supply that it was not able to start. So without having the KNFB Reader to tell me that, I would have been just totally lost as to what to do. So what I ended up doing is unplugging the power supply and letting it start on batteries, and then it recognized the power supply fine. But obviously, when your computer comes up and it stops talking, or even when you have a screen reader on and it stops talking, and we've all gone through that before, sometimes you can tell where you are by just taking a picture of the screen and letting KNFB Reader read that for you.
Wow.
I've done this with Prismo, but not the latest version, so it may be improved. But the results that I remember were that Prismo didn't do quite as good a job with it as the KNFB Reader did. It's still worth the extra money, in my opinion.
Settings, running.
Okay, let's
swipe
see.
Up with 3 KNFB Reader, running. Hop stop. Double tap to open.
I have a bottle here, and it's got a label on it, and I'm going to try to read it and see if I can tell what it is. And then, after that, I'm going to use a different application and see if it tells me what it is. So we'll go through this. I'm going to do KNFB Reader first. And I'm not so good with doing small objects, but we'll see what happens here.
Money Reader. Page 2 of 8. Doc. Fob. So Fob. Mail. Page 2 of 8. KNFB Reader.
14. Double tap to 24/7. Customer support 1.
Shush.
Take picture. Button.
Okay, 1 second.
Capture image of the document and read the text. Take picture. Pause. Button.
Signature column. Shigayu Baka. Sliwerda. Coconut lime verbenate alumizil condition.
So we know it's conditioner. It didn't say conditioner, but we know it's a conditioner. That's what I have in front of me. This one of the little bottles that was in our rooms at the hotel.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
At least you know what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah.
Now, the other thing I'm going to do, just to show you, I'm going to go to, maybe I'll do Cam Find and take a picture of it there.
Back button.
Let's see.
Home. Page 3 of 8. Page 2 dots of Bob Mew.
See if I remember where Cam Find is. Open Cam Find.
Cam Find. Coconut lime verbena bottle. October 17th, 2014. 7:24.
Oh. That was one I took in the hotel last week. Let's see if we can take a picture of this one. Hang on a second.
What hit take options meant take picture button.
1 second, let me line the camera up.
Take picture, dimmed. Waiting, ellipsis. Sending image, ellipsis. Identifying, ellipsis. Back button. White plastic bottle, search field.
So it doesn't always do what you think it'll do. I can a lot of times get it to work, but this time I didn't. And I'd just take another picture of it and eventually it would get it. But you see, this is a lot slower. And so that's why the KNFB reader is so practical in that way. Last week at our Pennsylvania convention, I checked out of the hotel like everyone else did, but under the door they slipped the little envelope with the receipt in it for our stay that shows the charges and all those things. I just pulled out the KNFB reader, and in minutes we knew exactly what was charged to the credit card and the bills, the taxes, everything, and we read that with the KNFB reader. So it really has helped me a lot. But
related image search. Reveal related image search results.
Oh, stop it. Okay. So basically, the KNFB reader has a lot of uses. You can use it to read documents. You can use it to read junk mail. In fact, to show you this isn't staged, Bill Sparks, are you here?
I'm here, but I forgot my mail.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe Jenny's got a piece.
Jenny, do you have some?
Oh, I bet I can come up with a piece of print here.
Come up with something that I don't have a clue what it is.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
See what I can hang on.
I had it in my hand.
The other thing the KNFB reader will do, it will read money. I mean, you can stick a bill down and scan it. It'll tell you what it is. It'll give you the whole deal if you want to hear what that sounds like. But I like using the Look Tell Money reader so much better for that.
Yeah.
Because it's quicker.
I'm looking for something here. Hang on.
Okay.
Real quick. I don't want to take your hold.
Can it read handwriting at all?
I haven't tried it.
Probably not. I don't think they recommend that.
Probably not. The RCR doesn't recognize it.
Well, here. Tell you what. Let's see what he does with this.
A1 GPS Pro. Page 2 of 8.
Because there are times, these are practice. This is a practical use.
Page 2 of 8. Okay.
You want to run that up to him?
Yeah.
Double tap to open.
He can cheat and see what that is, but.
File Explorer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good practical.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's see. I'll find out. It'll tell me if there's no.
Top of screen.
And of course, Nolan, you gave me the thing I have the most trouble with.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, wait, I've got something else.
Camera flashes automatic button.
We like the challenge.
Tilt guidance. Sweet take picture button. Capture image of the document and read the text. Take picture. Pause button.
Nope.
I didn't like that much either.
Grapple.
No text.
It said no.
Take picture.
At least you know.
Capture. Take picture. Pause.
No text.
No text.
Okay. Turn it over.
Hang on.
Maybe there's something over there.
Back button. Previous pay. Previous set play. Back button. Take picture button. Capture image of the document and read the text. Take picture. Pause button.
Ohio.
Pause.
Nolan Crabb, Director of Assistive Technology, ADA Coordinator's Office. Third floor student academic census BLEJ 281 W Lane A, Columbus, 0432-10, work 614-535-7174, fax 614-688-3665, T6D-514-688-8605. Email crabl5@osu.edu/http.
Five bars. Back button.
Okay. Well, that's
wow.
That's really not bad for
a picture. That's impressive.
For
capture images.
We can find that.
Okay.
Here.
These are mine. These are the things I brought. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Okay.
You want something else, or are
Anybody
you happy?
Want something else?
I'm gonna try this.
Okay. Great. Okay. This young man has given us a receipt.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's long.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, scary stuff.
Do you have it on your phone yet? No.
No. I've been told I have to wait for Christmas.
Right. I don't know how much of this is going to grab.
At least tell you what it is.
Right. Let's see.
Field of view. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Pause. Button.
L0T. Full stop.
Pause.
Visa tendered I, off number 041015, I credit check. JAN Agreement 0614558-7185. 1595 and High St. Ave 217 Columbus, Ohio, 43201, 4100614, 620-6091. Third ID, FS76OY, 2671 charges not applied on item shift shipped to Marcos Rodgues, FATNT Priya, number, SH1 meaning written process for you, the N, NL, H1Y recurring charges applicable service, LNI ran or by again NNA.
Well, it doesn't do so well with that. But at least you can, you get an idea what it is, if you know,
right.
If you know it's yours.
Now, I'll tell you, this thing is about 2 feet long, and it's been it's wrinkled because he had it in his pocket here.
So yep.
It's a strong thing. It's a wrapper. I'm curious if it'll pick up anything that's
and
like...
And it's the AT&T thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm curious if it'll pick up any ingredients because I'm a teacher, and if I have a kid with an allergy, that would be like...
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Feels much better with the camera.
Yeah.
Field of view report. Take picture.
I think my dog would do better with it than I am.
Take picture. Pause.
No text found.
Oh, all right. Let's turn it over.
Back button. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Pause. Button.
3% DV.
Pause.
Saturday, how you D? UFBUVIINZINLUILULATULU. UNALUL DIETIC. CHOL ST.
Okay.
SOTIN 95MGJ 4% DIE. JOTA CARB / 7G. ROD
right.
DV.
Back button.
So we can do it a little bit.
Let's see. Let's do it better. Hang on.
Take picture. Button.
Capture. Sometimes it's trial and error.
The text.
Right?
Yeah.
I think
it's. Take picture. Pause. Button.
Ammonia immunit.
Pause.
EAPR COP SP. Semicolon E dollar sign. Contains celery and dihydratia onions 910,008,003,506 prepared
that's not
by
the calories.
Farm.
Incorporated. With celery and dehydrated onions, I doubt it.
Let's see what you can do.
I hope not. It's fish crackers.
Now,
and they're like the size of my palm.
What I'm doing is I'm moving it up just a tiny bit each time I do it. Like before I was closer, now I'm a little bit further away from it. So let's see what happens.
Take picture. Pause. Button. Play.
Sodium 95 pause. Milligrams. 4% dye. Total GARB. 79. 2% DV. Fiber OG. 0% DV. Sugar SOG. Protein 1 gram. Vitamin A. 0% DV.
A little better.
Vitamin C. 0% DV. Calcium. L% DV. Iron. 2% DV. Percent utilized values. DB are based on a 2000 cattail diet me with SMIES and UNABT and wheat flour. Flour.
Back
button.
Okay. Well, what you do basically, when you
the document and move the text,
whatever you have, you play with the thing a little bit. Take another picture, then move it up some. Take another picture until you get the optimal setting that you want. And that's kind of how it works. It's a pretty amazing thing. Now, bring that back, and let's try it with Prismo.
Oh, God.
Home.
The wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wrapper.
Page 3, give it dots of pop music. Pop stop, money, light it, business, A1 GPS prep, Prismo. Double tap to open. Prismo.
Okay.
Prismo, Prismo, settings, button.
One second, let me just...
Press edit, business rename, create quick capture, selected mode is red text, camera, oh page detected, ready to shoot, away, oh, away, away, oh, away,
I felt like that.
Away, 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 page detected, ready to shoot, down, page detected, ready to shoot, away, away, away,
and then
no visible
away.
Page, down, no visible page, down, 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 page detected,
get
ready
down.
To shoot, no visible
it's
page,
happening.
Away, down. Page detected, ready to shoot, away, away, no visible, right, page detected, right, away.
Now you
right.
Know why I love
page
this application.
Ready to shoot, down,
not.
Away, page, away, oh, away, oh, away, away, away,
right,
no visible pain. flash, up, no visible page.
Up and away, all right.
Up and away. 1967.
Yeah. It does indeed.
Text or taking picture, button, right, no visible page, down.
We're telling the truth when we
detected, ready to shoot, take picture, heading.
Thank you.
Away.
Josh.
Away. Processing, cancel, button. Alert, no text detected.
Yeah.
Text could not be, okay, button.
Well,
camera, no flash, on, button.
I would think it would be on the
show
side
all
that
flash
I took,
modes. Down, no visible page, away, no visible page. Page detected, ready to shoot, away, no visible page, away. Page detected, ready to shoot, on, no visible, off page. Page detected, take picture, no visible page, take picture, heading. Page detected, ready, processing, no text detected.
It's not
text
seen
could
at
not
all.
Be found in the, okay.
See,
button.
That's why you pay the difference.
That's why you pay the,
camera,
the difference.
No,
right.
That's why you pay the extra money for the KNFB reader.
Yep.
It is really that much better. It really is. So, anybody have any questions or anything I can answer about?
I have one. You go ahead.
Me?
Yep.
How big is this device you're holding?
The iPhone? It's just a...
No, the KNFB reader.
Okay. The KNFB reader is an application that's on the iPhone.
Oh.
So I'm using an iPhone 5S, and it has a camera on the back of the phone, which I use to aim and, you know, take the picture of the document.
Okay. It's a certain reader.
No, it's an actual application that's on the iPhone. So... If you had an iPhone, you would go to the application store and do a search for KNFB reader, and it would find it. In fact, I can show you how that works if you want, but just, you know.
But can you just purchase the KNFB reader?
There is an old KNFB reader that worked with what they call Symbian phones. It was also a phone application, but they still sell the old model much cheaper than it used to be. But with the technology improved in the new one, I would say don't buy the old one.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
So I'm a person who many years ago read an automobile owner's manual with an opticon because I was that desperate and stupid. Have you ever tried to scan multiple pages of a book and do a batch mode and all that stuff, and if so, how did it work?
It did pretty well. I scanned a manual of a mixer that I just bought, a DJ mixer, and I wanted to see if there was anything I was missing in the setup, and it did pretty well with multiple. There is a batch scan, and it gives you plenty of good cues, like, you know, ready to shoot or whatever it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it does pretty well.
Okay.
Now, I've never tried this, but there are there's a cardboard device that lets you set your phone in that device so that you put it in one part of it and your document in the other, so that things are always uniform when you scan. Because, you know, here I am holding this thing above it, and I don't know if I'm too far above it or too far below it. Is my hand shaking? You know, all that stuff. But there is a... I can't think of what it's called.
Is it a Direct?
Yeah, the StandScan, I think.
StandScan, that's exactly it. And some people swear by it and some swear at it, so I don't know which way it is. Any other questions?
Go ahead.
When you do cylindrical objects like cans and bottles,
yeah,
do you sort of put them on their sides and hold the phone horizontally above it like you would a document? Or do
yes.
You leave? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I've got an interesting story to tell you about that. A couple of interesting stories that really makes a difference. Even like bags of stuff from the freezer, I pull them out and let the KNFB reader tell me what they are. And before we had all this nice technology, a friend of mine told me that she got up one morning and was going to have some strawberries in her cereal. So she got some strawberries out of the freezer, and let them thaw a bit and put them in her cereal and added milk and took a bite. And what she bit into was partially frozen Brussels sprout.
Oh, no.
So these things really do help us a lot. A friend of mine once took a picture, and it's good that you asked this, because what he did was he used one of these apps like VizWiz or CamFind or one of those things where it sends the image somewhere and tells you what it is. And he put the can, set it straight up, and just held the phone above the can and took a picture of the top of the can.
Oh, no.
And he got his results back, and it thought this was a can of cherries, so they were going to make cherry pie, and it turned out to be vegetables.
Oh, no. So,
but you do have to know, you know, if you've never seen where things are and what to do with them, you have to know where stuff is to make them work. Like cans, you roll over and look. Or if you have a barcode reader, you kind of get a feel of where the barcodes are on cans and bottles and boxes and things like that. But it really does take some practice. Any other questions?
Now, I don't have trouble with CanFind and those types of apps. I do have trouble like with OCR apps. I wonder if my case might be interfering with the camera. I use a OtterBox Defender.
I don't know. I have a built-in battery charger case on my phone, and I've taken scans with and without the case, and I really haven't seen any difference. But I would think that the OtterBox shouldn't interfere. A lot of times, if you're taking a picture of a can, because you know it's angled, it's better if you hold it up a little further than you think you should above the can.
Okay.
Because if you hold it too close, it really won't take a good picture. It'll be blurry and won't read right. So that would be how I would try holding it a little bit above where you have it held now and see if that makes a difference.
And also, I know CanFind, especially TapTapC, will read the temperature of my thermostat information. Wow. Do you think KNFB, I hadn't tried it yet. Do you think it would do the same thing, or have you tried it?
I tried it. Actually, I tried it with the thermometer upstairs in the hotel here with that thermostat, and I didn't have much luck with it, but I still have some trouble with
dock phone. Double tap to open.
With things like that, like displays and whatever. I'll say this about services like TapTapSee. I bought a new radio that had just come on the market, and they immediately identified what it was and told me, you know, I knew what it was, of course, but I just wanted to see, you know, like how updated is this stuff? And it seems to be really up to date when you use one of those services.
Have you tried this reading something like a treadmill display?
No.
Oh, that would fascinate me.
Yeah, we're having trouble with our furnace display at home. We have a furnace display at home, and we had an iPhone app that worked with our security system in our furnace, and then all of a sudden the iOS app has become inaccessible, so we're desperate to find out what our temperature is in our house, and we can't tell now because the app doesn't work. So it's important that we try to get that reader to read our thermostat.
VizWiz, I think you still can do your question, like, can you tell me what the temperature is on the thermostat? And they have people that look at your image. I would try that maybe and see if that works. The KNFB reader might do it, but I personally haven't had a lot of luck with something like that. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means that I'm technologically, I'm also vocabularily impaired. But anyway.
Now, can you use any iPhone? You said you had an iPhone 5. Can you, will it work on a 4S?
It will work on a 4S.
Okay. Well, because somebody told me that the reason they got the new 6 and 6 Plus was because of this reader, and because it wouldn't work on the other one.
Well, originally it didn't work so well on the 4S. Okay. They did an update last week, And when they did, they specifically targeted the 4S to make improvements for it. And it does work. It doesn't work quite as well because the camera's not as good on the 4S, but it will work.
Do you know anyone who's used this with an iPad, like a any of the newer iPads?
No, I don't. I'd love to know how that works. But I don't know.
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, that's kind of it, unless you want to play show and tell or something. You know, like we can do that, or we can just wrap it up and wait for the next next big thing. Let's see what time it is. What, we've got almost half hour to go. Let's see. What else could we do?
Well, here, I've got... Let's try
he's
this.
He's got something else in his bag over
there. Yeah, I'm just...
Pop stop. Page 28. Add that.
Let's try this.
Double tap to open.
This would fascinate me.
I tell you what, that computer screen's been a lifesaver for me.
I would think. All right. I have no idea. I know what this comes out of, but I have no idea exactly what it is.
Okay.
Help me to. And it's one of these foldy things, so I don't really care if you unfold and read.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
Oh, thank you. Although it may not, you may want to, Bostwick, let's cheat a little bit and make sure it's in English.
It has to be English, but it's in technology. Now, whether or not that's English, it's
not. And that, Utoos, ESPN Radio, Tuna Radio, Pro Radio, YouTube, Radio, Doc, Music, Box of Mail, Page 28, KNFB Reader, Double, KNFB Reader, File Explorer, Buttons.
I forgot it. I laid it down.
Settings, camera tilt guidance, take picture, button. Take picture, pause.
Limited
button.
Warranty, Apple accessory.
Pause.
This warranty does not affect your statutory rights. Your Apple hardware product is warranted against defects in materials and workmanship for a period of 1 year from the date of original retail purchase. If a defect exists, Apple, at its option and to the extent permitted by law, will 1. Repair the product at no charge using new or refurbished parts. 2. Exchange the product with a functionally equivalent product that is new or refurbished. Or 3. Refund the original purchase price. This warranty excludes damage resulting from abuse, accident, modifications or other causes that are not defects in materials and workmanship. To the extent permitted by applicable law, Apple is not liable for any direct, indirect, incidental or consequential damages arising out of the use or service of the product. The warrants and remedies described above are exclusive and in lieu of all other warranties, remedies, and conditions.
Back button. Okay, let's stop.
That's incredible.
Anyway,
beautiful picture.
It was a cold scan. I'd never seen this before. And one thing I did do, Bill and Jennifer and I went up to see Bill and Jennifer Sparks about maybe, 3 weeks ago, Bill?
Yeah.
And we went to the Vision Expo that they had in Indianapolis, and that was a lot of fun. And afterwards, we went to a restaurant. Well, what do you know? I pulled out the menu. I made sure all four sides of the page were shown, and I took a snapshot of it and started reading the menu with it. So that was neat. How many times have you been in a restaurant and you hoping that somebody would help you? You know, a lot of times you go in a place and they'll say, what are you interested in?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what's on your menu.
Yeah.
So one time my wife and I went into a restaurant, I think it was a Chinese restaurant, and I felt sorry for the poor girl because her English wasn't really good. And we said, can you tell us what's on the menu? And she didn't know what to do, so she said, you go to McDonald's and they feed you.
Oh my gosh.
So we left. And I told a friend of mine about it the next day, and she said, well, it's a good thing they didn't serve you because their food's not any good. But nevertheless, if I'd had a KNFB reader, I probably would have been able to read the menu. But, as far as practicality, if you're with a group of blind people and you have this thing read the menu, unless you've got like a a Bose set of speakers or something that's pretty loud, everybody else is not going to hear what's going on because there's other people talking in a restaurant, you know, things of that nature. So for a one-on-one, like I want to hear the menu kind of thing, it's very practical, but when you're in a group setting, I'm not sure how practical it is to just, you know, have it read because, you know, not everybody's going to hear it. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Can you try this new thing?
Oh. I'm sorry?
Can you try this one?
Oh. Don't give me one of those 6 foot long.
No, receivers. It's not.
It's only 5 foot long.
Yeah.
One second.
It's only been in his pocket a week.
Yeah. He's washed it three.
Yeah.
Said it's
yeah.
Okay.
Stuff to get it out of the way.
The archaeologists can't figure out what it is, but this thing might.
King comes to him.
This actually blind square. You can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
No.
There we go.
I'm sure.
Okay, what I have here is a receipt. Blind square. I hope it's not a credit card receipt. Anyway, it is a receipt that's not nearly as long as the last one we did. It's kind of crumpled, just so you know what we have. Now what I'm going to do is move some cables out of the way here. This thing's going crazy vibrating at me. And...
Field of view report. Batch mode is off. OCR LAT bat field take picture button.
1 second. I'm
capture image
ready.
Of the document and read the text. Take picture. Pause button.
AT&T.
Pause.
Columbus OSU Store 1589 North High Street. AT&T Store. Columbus. Franklin. Ohio. 43201. 614-291-2500. Colon Storno. FS76. OM Tablet Number 30. Customer. MFTRCOS Rodriguez 6558-7185-T. Activation deposit 614-558-71850.0 and account note 614-558-7185.
Okay, well, you know what it is. I don't want to go to your personal data here. But it's your AT&T receipt.
Yeah.
But that's pretty good.
That's impressive.
I'm just a little piece of paper here.
That's really
impressive. It's not longer as long as the other one.
No.
It's a game changer.
But it did pretty well with it, really.
Yeah.
And if you'd like, we can get this back to you.
Okay.
That's really cool.
I'll get it.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Now, what I'm going to do is, pardon me, if somebody wants to come up and like, take a, you know, feel how this thing feels like when it vibrates so that you can hold it straight. Let me get something. And we can do some user hands-on here. Oh, what's this? Oh, I don't know what this is. We'll have to find out.
I have a book in here if you decide you want to actually do an actual book.
Field of view batch mode is the field take picture button.
My wife's book, so I have no idea what it
take
really
picture,
is.
Take picture, pause button.
Would you like to change your life?
Romance.
Volunteer to give a ride to a senior or a visual.
Back button.
Okay, we know what that is.
So, take picture button.
All right, if somebody wants to come up, I'll give you the iPhone and you can see what this thing feels like. It vibrates, and the more you're off tilt, the more it seems to vibrate until you bring it down where it's perpendicular, or is that the right word? Straight up and down from the document?
Parallel.
I get those.
And
confused.
I've got one here too. If you.
But anyway, if somebody wants to take a look at this, I'll be glad to show you. If not, we'll move on and do something else.
Dylan, do you need to take a look at it?
At some point, yeah.
Because I've got
okay,
one right
we can,
here.
Okay, we can do that some other time, but I just thought it would be an interesting thing so that you get some feel about like why how this feels and whatever.
I'd just be curious, what are people using for scanning to get by now? What are they doing if they're not using this KNFB reader?
Some a lot of people have scanners hooked up to their computers, and whether they buy OpenBook or
Kurzweil,
you know, a lot of people still use those things. And, you know, when you think about this is is $99, and you take it everywhere with you with your iPhone, if, assuming you have an iPhone. You've got all the other charges with your iPhone, you know, like data usage and things like that. But you have no data usage with this product because it's all there. It's what it doesn't send the image anywhere else. It just takes it. And, you know, when you have things like CamFind and VizWiz, and those things are identifying personal information or documents that you have, that gets sent someplace and somebody has access to looking at it. Where if you use a KNFB reader, it's on your phone and only you have access to it. Unless you give your phone to somebody else, but that's the other good thing about it, is your own personal privacy is protected. The other things are great for, you know, the generic stuff like reading a can or a box or whatever, but when it comes to your own personal information, I much prefer something like this over the other choices.
Now, have you gotten it to read your credit card or anything like that?
No, I can't make it do it. I tried to have it read the numbers on my credit card and it would not do it.
I've never seen if an open book has trouble doing that.
Yeah. I've never seen a scanner that does that well.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I don't know if anybody else has, but it would be nice when you get a new credit card that you don't have to ask somebody cited for the verification codes and things that you need for it. But I still haven't found a good program to do that.
Do you want to try a book?
We can.
It's my wife's library book, so I have no idea what it is. She just shoved it in my bag, saying that in the event that she...
I have very little experience with batch scan.
Don't do batch scan. Just
so we can try it if you want. And if it doesn't work,
might be. I'm not
sure.
Messenger. I don't know. She shoved this in my bag and said, "If I get bored, I'm going to come and get it." So okay. I have no idea what it is, and just pop in the middle somewhere. I mean, I've.
All right.
I'm sure she's going to be delirious that you all got to see what she's reading, but that's all right.
No, I'm not.
Just don't lose your place.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that.
It's an exception.
Okay, thanks. He said it's an acceptable book.
So nothing scandalous.
Nothing's going to, be memorable today.
Now the fun part of this book is that it doesn't stay open on a page.
Yeah, that's. I apologize for that. That's
no, it's not.
It's not a paperback. It's a hardcover.
It's a hardcover, and it wants to flip on me. So.
Field of the take picture button.
Now, is this going to do facing pages or a single page? Do you think?
SRMA comic writer and humorist. Contemporary Women's Series, Enslow Publishers, Incorporated, Floyd Street and Ramsey 8, Box 777 Hillside, NJ, 07205, PO, Box 38 at Dershowitz, hence GU 126 BP.
Okay, so we know it's an Irma Bombeck book.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to try to make this thing stay open
and meet the tax return page.
Just yeah, I was going to say jump into the middle. That's a good thought.
Now, I'm going to make this stay open. Wow, this will not stay open.
I'm sorry, that's probably a bad example.
I remember reading these with an opticon.
I've done that.
Is that where it's like one character at a time?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
And it vibrates against your finger, so your finger feels like it's gone to sleep.
Opticons are great. And
I love the device. Still
we
do.
We just found somebody that has one that she's willing to give us. And
oh my gosh. Oh, jump on that.
Opticons work for handwriting? Because
yes, they are. Yes, they will.
I need one.
The Opticon? Have you never seen one?
No.
Oh yeah, it's the best graphical user interface ever invented. It's a little device about the size of a small purse that had a camera attached to it by a wire. The camera's the size probably of a real small pocket knife. And you run the camera along whatever surface you need to scan, and the little box vibrates against your finger in the shape of each print letter that it sees, or each image.
See, I definitely need one of those for scanning
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. It's an old 60s device, like, you know, patented late 60s.
Take picture. Pause button.
Exhales herself. Tapped one.
Pause.
To take. LBJ Aloni. Ideals he made grass as always. Salesman's route. LNLDLC. But despite her columns reach and the monumental sales are up, it took a long time for real success to find C. She probably wasn't flashy enough. Her face never read out from supermarket tabloids. She cold tea seemed to cook. A scandal that would get people talking. For years, she could buy through airports without being recognized or finish dinner at a restaurant without even one diner asking for an autograph. But when, eventually, she stepped into the glaring light of fame, didn't change. People who knew her would say she's the same. Didn't change. People WNO knew Nerwanan say Snesmi say Mikrosen she was back in Dayton. Irma discovered, though, that changed. Once she was walking in Dayton and saw someone she had gone to school with. She waved, then called to the woman who had almost passed by. Hey, don't you? How who I am? I haven't seen you in so many years. Have I changed so much? The woman stopped and sniffed. Well, I didn't think you'd remember me. The icy tone cut Irma. But worse was the recognition that whether she had changed or not, some people assumed she had. And the change, they thought, could not possibly be for the better. Some people believe that the famous automatically forget where they came from, ignore their old friends, and care nothing for the life they left behind. Maybe that's true for some people, but not for Irma. It was difficult for her to accept the cold spolder from former acquaintances. She knew being famous, even Eichelfi, hadn't changed her, but it was difficult to convey this fact to Thurbio, who believe that fame brings with it a self-centered KSS that leaves little room.
I'll stop this a second, and I'll tell you.
Take picture, button.
This book, when you open it, the page is like flip back and forth. It doesn't stay because it's got a thick binding behind it, so it can't lay flat on the table. If it does, then the book closes. Mm-hmm. If you lay it, you have to almost balance it. It's a balancing act when you're not touching the book. So it did pretty well considering.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does. Can you demonstrate how fast it can read for those of us who do like to read a lot faster?
Yeah, sure. Awesome.
Yeah. File Explorer. Set it. Camera flashes on. Tilt guidance. Switch button on.
Let me double tap to picture of something else here. And then we'll, let's see.
Take picture button. Take picture.
No text found.
Excitement abound.
You could do the back of the book.
You found one blank page.
Let's see. There's probably nothing here either, but let's see.
Pause. File Explorer. Take picture button. Capture.
Take no picture. Text found.
Pause button. Take picture button. Capture image of the document and read the text.
One second. Let's see if I can get this to stay focused. Stop flipping.
You want somebody to come up and hold it?
Yeah, maybe. Somebody got an extra hand here?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to take a picture of the
letter. That's just a photograph.
Oh, it is? Okay, let's find some text. Text there? Let's see.
Man, I just cause trouble wherever I go.
Oh, you've been a troublemaker.
That's a true story. I would pull out a book that hard to scan, but it's one of those life natural things that are going to happen to us.
Take picture. Yep. Pause button.
Glance. The 110-11 CT through bumps with one form of cough.
Then
specific leukemia.
Play.
One second. I
back button. Settings. But page one. View. Yep. Add page. Change text bracket. Save document. But glance. The 100. Lymphocyte. Glance. The 100. Next page. Button. Next sentence. But play. Previous sentence. Button. Previous page. Button.
I have to remember where this is.
Back button.
Settings.
Settings. Button. Settings. Back button. Settings, heading, flashlight is all automatic, allow reading in background, allow word type, field of view lens selected, general, tap text, tab, two of three.
Text is what I want, right?
Back button, settings, text settings, heading, font type, Arial, font size, text color, black, text background color, line distance, deep, highlight settings, heading.
Settings.
Back button, back button.
Oh, I can't remember where it is.
Settings button.
Voice settings.
Page 1 of 1. View image associated with document. Add page to doc. Change text recognition button. Save document button.
So
glance. The 100 save.
Voice.
Change text recognition button.
Is it that?
No, it's
under settings.
Under settings.
Back button.
Voice.
Settings button. Settings. Back button. Settings. Flashlight is always automatically start reading. Switch to allow reading in background. Allow word highlighting. Field of view landscape mode selected. General text tab. Tip about tab.
That's it. General text.
There is no voice. Yeah.
General.
Text.
That's selected. Already selected.
General. We just went
back. Maybe there's more than one.
Maybe about.
Them.
No, it's not about. Oh, I did this. I slowed it down before this presentation.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember where it is. But it what it does, it's on the 10% speed now. So it goes from there, 10, 20, 30, 40, and up. So if that's 10, then 20 is like twice as fast as that is.
It's not one of those adjustable things where you can flick up.
Right.
Just from within the document,
it's
is it?
A picker. It's that you have to select.
Okay.
And I can't remember where it is. It's driving me crazy.
Back button. Back button. Settings. Page 1 of view. Image associate. Add page to change text. Save document. Change text recognition button.
Let me look at this a second.
Change text recognition. Change text recognition. Back button. Change reprocess image button. OCR language button. Document type button.
Nope, not there.
Back button.
I can't remember where it is.
Back button.
But you can speed it up. I'm telling you that you can. And I'll have to remember where it is so I can do it when I get home.
Yeah.
Okay, Nola, I'm going to give you your little book back here.
One second.
Sorry. Thank you.
And it's 10 after 11, so
pretty
the exhibits will open in 5 minutes. Any final questions before we wrap this up?
Thank you.
Well, thanks for your attention. I hope this was something that you got something out of.
Thank you.
And thanks for your attention.